Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Mishpatim. In this week's parsha, of course, we begin the seemingly tedious, but of course, in reality, very holy examples of mitzvot bein adam lachaveiro, mitzvot that are, of course, as we say, derech eretz kadma laTorah, maybe even more important than the mitzvot that we just finished at the end of last week's parsha. In fact, the Gera Rebbe says that in the beginning of the parsha, when the Torah says "Ve'ele hamishpatim asher tasim lifneihem," the Gera Rebbe says that these mishpatim, these mitzvot, benam lachavero, have to be placed before them, before the mitzvot of last week's parsha, at the end of the parsha of the Mizbeach, for example, which is our mitzvot, ben adam lamakom. These mitzvot, the very detailed, specific mitzvot that indicate and dictate to us how to live our lives on a day-to-day basis, those are perhaps even more important than the ben adam lamakom mitzvot that we read about at the end of last week's parsha. In the very beginning of the parsha, of course, we learn about the mitzvah of an Eved Ivri and what happens if a man, for one reason or another, needs to sell himself into slavery. A man, as Rashi a little bit later in the parsha reminds us, a man who may have stolen and didn't have enough money to pay back his debt, and perhaps because of that he had to sell himself to be a slave. This man needs to be an Eved. And of course, we know all the very important halachot, groundbreaking halachot for those times, of how to treat an Eved. He's treated very nicely relative to other slaves throughout the world. And once again, the Torah is an Or LaGoyim, is a message for the and a sign and a leader for the rest of the world as to how to treat slaves. Having said all that, of course, being an Eved is not a good thing. And if an Eved chooses at the end of his servitude, if he chooses to stay with his master, he says, for example, Ahavti et Adoni et Ishti vet Banai. Lo etze, I'm not interested in leaving. Lo etze chofshi. If that happens, then v'higisho Adonav el Elokim, v'higisho el Adelet el Mezuzah v'ratza Adonav et Ozno b'marzeya v'avado le'olam. If he doesn't want to go free at Shemitah, then the master brings him to the doorpost and he has to literally give him an earring. Probably painful, probably bloody. And this is a reminder, as Rashi says, that this ear, ozen zot, sheshamal har sinai lo tignov, v'halach v'gonav, teiratza, this ear that heard that he's not supposed to steal, and he went and stole, that ear has to be punished, so to speak. And if he sells himself to be a slave, again, Ozen, this is Rashi again on Pasuk Vav, Ozen sheshamal har Sinai, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, we're supposed to be servants to Hashem, not servants to people. In that case, v'holach v'kana adon li'atzmo, teiratza. The ear gets punished once again because the ear that heard that he was supposed to serve Hashem and be a slave to Hashem and not to people didn't listen, and so the ear gets punished. The Rabbi Yisrael Salanter has a very fascinating question. Says it's very interesting. This is one of the very few times in the Torah where Beit Din is not the body that distributes the punishments. It's the Adon himself. And this is a punishment for the master himself. Here he has a very, very good relationship with his slave, with his servant. And he's the one that has to take the hammer. He's the one that has to take the nail. He's the one that has to go to the doorpost and knock this earring into his ear. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, what did the master do? The master is a wonderful person. He's the one that has created such an environment that the servant wants to stay with him. So why, of all people, should the master be punished? Rasul Salanter has an absolute beautiful answer. He says that, as a matter of fact, as nice as the master is, and as giving and kind as the master shares a certain amount of guilt. Because he created an environment where the servant, at the end of 6 years, however long he was there, says, you know what? I'm happy being a servant. I'm not interested in being a slave, a free person. I'm interested in being a servant. If the master had really done his job, he would have been had taken this servant and not mistreated him, chas v'shalom, of course, following the halacha purely, but teaching the servant and creating an environment whereby the servant says, I want to be free. I want to serve Hashem in the full way possible. I want to be a free man. I don't want to be a servant. It was the master's job to give the servant independence. And the servant didn't learn that partly because of the master. One could suggest using an expression from Rashi at the beginning of Parshat Baalotcha that it was the master who didn't free the servant and teach him ad shetehei shal hevet olam me'aleha. The servant, the master's job is to teach the servant you can be free, you can be better than who you are today, and it's the master's job to, so to speak, push him out the door. In quotes. And of course, this is a lesson for anybody who is a parent, for anybody who's a teacher, for anybody who's a friend. Our job is to give independence to those people with whom we teach, with whom we come into contact. Anybody who's an employer, for example, the job is not to make sure that my employee always, always, always works for me, never able to grow further, never able to grow. My students are the same way, my children are the same way, my friends are the same way. There is a story that is told about Rav Yehuda Amital, Zechar Tzadik Livracha, the late Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Har Etzion. Apparently he was on a panel. I may have some of the details a little bit incorrect, but the thrust of the story is absolutely true. He was on a panel apparently discussing some topic, and it was him and something like four of his former students of various ages. And of course, since he's the Rosh Yeshiva, he speaks first, and he gives his opinion, whatever he says on the opinion, and of course it's Rav Yehuda Amital, it's a beautiful idea. And the next student gets up and says, "Well, of course I agree with the, Rosh Yeshiva." And the second student gets up and says, "Well, I mean, if Rosh Yeshiva said so, then of course I agree with Rosh Yeshiva." And the third, or whatever it is, and eventually the last student gets up and says, "With all due respect, I completely disagree with the Rosh Yeshiva." And he goes through a 5-minute discourse as to why he disagrees. And at the end of the discourse, Rav Yehuda Amital gets up and says, "Ah, I know now that at least I have one student." That's exactly our job, to teach our students how to be, of course, free thinkers and grow and to be better than us. And our children are the same way, and we learn that from the very beginning of this week's Parsha. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all have a Shabbat Shalom and a Chodesh Tov.